Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran this morning on 720 WGN. So for decades, my buddy Kevin Matthews has shared his unique Theater of the Mind brand of comedy and created some of the best radio on the planet, along with Jim Shorts, who will be sharing his pigskin picks for the NFL kickoff weekend. And this morning, live from his studios in Michigan, is Kevin Matthews. Hey, Kev.
Hey, how are you?
I am fantastic. You know, football season kicks off this week. The Bears are playing the Packers. I'm damn excited. Is it wrong for two men to enjoy some time together?
No, not at all. It's not wrong because it's going to be a warm fall and you'll work up a sweat in a sweater and pumpkin pie and in a nice hot sauna. No, not at all.
Oh, man. How you been, pal?
I'm great. I don't want summer to end, but I'm sick of how hot it's been.
Yeah.
And you can't help but move into the fall, and I hate winter, and I'm ready for football.
You know, still to this day, when I think about Bears football, I think about you back in, you know, post-Super Bowl Bears era in the heyday, hanging out with Butthead and the Bears. They were a big part of your show.
Oh, they all were, including Mike Ditka, who kicked us out of, we did a live show in Platteville, and he literally stopped practice, walked over, and kicked us out of Platteville. And I, to this day, you know, he and Diana, you know, we do charity work together.
Sure.
Love Mike, but he had all the right to kick us out because we were so loud.
Didn't they tie you up in studio once? I can tell that story. That's one of my favorites.
Well, I was in the Hancock building working at the Loop, and Kevin Butler, Tom Thayer, and Steve McMichael came on the air. They duct taped me to my chair, and then Steve took a knife out, cut my shirt off, and then they put lipstick all over my face, punched me, and took me outside and left me on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and the reason they put lipstick on me is because Deborah, all the wives were up there too, so I've still got photos of that.
That's
awesome. You know, and it was hard for me to talk, but I could mumble and say that the offense was hitting much harder than the defense. Thayer was really hitting me, and then all of a sudden, McMichael just started wailing on me. It was awesome. It was great.
It was awesome. You are coming back to Chicago, I know. You're touring around the country now with Broken Mary, which, if you don't know, Kev turned this story into an inspirational best-selling book. But you're coming back to Chicago to speak at a local church, aren't you?
Yeah, it's in October 28th, and I'll give you the details if you want to share those. I don't have them right with you. Because I've been on the road. I just got back from Phoenix on a book tour in Southern Illinois, and I'll give you the dates.
Okay.
It's like October 28th up over towards Schaumburg.
All right, cool. We'll dig that up before we go. I just got a text from Jimmy to stop talking to you and start talking to him about football. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm right next to this idiot. I mean, we're still we're sharing a studio, and it's like, please, you know, move me in. Let's go.
Jimmy, you're the idiot. Here's the thing. You're a sports legend in your own mind. I know that. And
you know what? And you could help us get into the Radio Hall of Fame. I know we're being dissed on purpose.
That's a bunch
if
of crap.
Grandmeyer can get in there and everybody else. I mean, when's our turn, Dave? When is our turn?
It's coming. I know it's coming, Jimmy.
Why don't you tell Larry Ward, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, don't forget these two idiots.
I'll do that. I'll do that at our next meeting for sure.
It'd be nice. We've always been dumpster divers in radio. You know, it's just working with Kev. He's a cripple now, and it's just sickening.
It's terrible.
Die so I can get my own show.
We've got like a little, maybe we should build like a little idiot's wing in the museum for you.
A what?
Idiot's wing.
An idiot wing. You know, I could sue you for that. I could.
We could do that. Hey, listen, there's another sports icon in the studio, Chicago Sports Andy Mazur right here.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Ooh, he says.
Andy.
Who are you again? What?
Oh, my God. You can tell it to Andy. When Andy's working on Labor Day, you know. Never mind. Go ahead, Andy. I'll make you look good. Make you look good.
It's a labor of love. Come on.
No, it isn't. You guys hate working on Labor Day and the protest that's coming. coming up by O'Hare. Please kill me.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you please kill me?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, brother.
God, now I got to take the train up to O'Hare. What's worse?
Actually, for a super sadistic traffic reporter, that's gold.
Yeah.
I get to talk about it all day.
Well, it's just kill me, please.
Let's first jump into the Falcons and the Eagles. Now, that's a big kickoff on Thursday
night.
We're
doing the whole rundown.
Well, we're going to do the Bears, but I want to talk about the Falcons and Eagles, obviously Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champs. Yeah.
Okay, and we'll do the Bears last.
Okay.
And that way it keeps everybody's attention.
Okay.
Okay, the Eagles, and who are they playing?
Falcons.
You know what? Take the Eagles. The Falcons haven't lost. They've lost every preseason game. They're horrible. Just take the Eagles.
What about, I mean, so let's talk about the Bears a little bit here. Because, I mean, now you got preseason, what are we, 2-3? And you got Matt and Mitch Trubisky at the helm here. And
yeah.
We're playing the Packers. I mean, the first game of
right
the season.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah.
So we're jumping right in. I'm telling you what, John Gruden. Oh, he's the best. He's so highly paid. Look what he just traded in with the Raiders. The Mac attack is real. The monsters are real. I believe in monsters. This Mac is the real deal. And the real estate for the Bears just went up. They still got a train wreck on the offensive side. I mean, they're getting better. But I'll tell you, getting Mac, that is the best. John Gruden's an idiot. They get two first-round drafts. Who cares? The first-round drafts are always the worst. I'm telling you, Chicago, it's real now with Mac in there. He's just got to stay healthy. He's 27, 40 sacks. He's a monster, and monsters are real. I love this.
He's making Jim Schwartz kind of money.
Okay, Andy. Just turn your mic down.
It's hard to live up to that, though. I mean, he did admit that there'd be a little pressure on him, I think.
What kind of pressure? Are you kidding me? I heard him at the press conference. He's talking about the 85 Bears. If he can play like, you know, Wilbur Marshall and the greats, and he's going to, there's no problem. John Gruden's an idiot for letting Matt go. And kudos to the Bears organization for getting him.
Yeah, and Gruden said that the only reason he came to Oakland was because of Khalil Mack. Does that mean that he's leaving Oakland now?
You know, John Gruden, you're an idiot, okay? You just woke up and realized what you did, you jackass. You idiot. Just celebrate Chicago. Mac is with us. Mac attack. Monsters are real. I love that.
What are the other big games on Sunday that you're excited about, Jimmy?
I don't know. You've got to tell me. I thought we were just talking about the Bears.
All right. Let's do, how about the Vikings and the 49ers? How about there?
You know, that's a real good game. I'd rather lick my garbage dumpster, okay? Oh, that's a big game, the 49ers. And that's horrible. And the Giants and the 49ers, they're just rotten, all around rotten, rotten, rotten. Give me another game I'll help you with.
All right, Steelers and Browns. Browns the hard knocks team this year.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Hard knocks. You know, the Browns are hard knocks. How can they get Browns? I think a diaper pail. I think a sewage. That's a terrible game. And the Browns got to get better. They're going to get better. But that's the NFL. Some of these teams are so bad, nobody's going to watch.
All right, how about the Chargers hosting the Chiefs in their 25,000-seat arena?
It's always bad with when you get a new arena. There's some kind of like curse to it. I think they're going to lose. I really do think they're going to lose.
And the other one, kind of interest, is one of the late games on Sunday, the Broncos and the Seahawks.
No, that's who cares? It's, again,
they care in Denver and Seattle.
Who cares? It's like adding male cheerleaders. Oh, there's a real good move. Got me. I'm coming back now. Oh, that's good. Now, suddenly my wife and I got something to talk about. Are you kidding me? Take scissors and cut my eyes out.
All right, I've had enough of you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Where's Kev?
I'm right here. There. I'm just having coffee, just listening.
Just listening to this crap. Kevin Matthews,
he does make good sense, though. I'm telling you, the Packers, to open up, that's a good game.
How's
she going? And Jim, tell them what we off-air you had some analogy.
Well, Aaron Rodgers just got a big raise, right?
Yep.
He's got a new girlfriend.
Yep.
The what's her name? The race car driver. She was horrible. Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it's deer season. You know, we got Matt, but you're going up north. That's a whole different world. That's a Twilight Zone up there. I'm taking the package to win.
Really? All right. Okay.
What are you guys putting? Where are you putting your money?
I'm putting my money on the Mac Attack.
If you Andy, honestly, if you took your little, do you rent or do you own a home?
I probably should rent. Kind of where you're going with this,
Andy,
right?
Yeah. Andy, answer the question: do you rent? Enough with the auditioning for the zanies? Okay, you rent? Do you own?
I own.
Okay, if you were going to put your house up for you were going to bet your house, would you take Green Bay or Chicago come Sunday night?
Wow, that would be a tough one. I'd have to say probably the land of cheese would rule in that case.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all you got to do, Andy. Just suck it up, grow some, and just be real.
I'm trying. It's difficult.
That's what Todd Manley wants you to do. Be real, okay?
All right, Kevin is going to be... Okay, here, I found the information, Kevin. All right, it's October 21st at St. Colette Parish. You're going to be talking about Broken Mary.
Yeah, it's a statue of Mary that I found next to a dumpster. Wrote a book. It's done very, very well. I'm very lucky.
Very, very cool. Sunday, October 24th, of course, you can always hear Kev's weekly podcast every Friday at dahl.com. Kev, I can't wait to see when you come back in Chicago, pal.
Yeah, and best of luck to all you and Andy. You're a good man. You just think of what I've been through for 30 years.
I feel for you. You're a better man than me.
I'll tell you, Andy, I'm working with a cripple, okay? It's like working with Stephen Hawkins over here.
Oh, that is awful. Jimmy, go to hell, pal.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, Dave. I'm in hell.
You're an idiot. Dave, Kev, thanks so much for joining us, pal. All right, we're going to take a look at your morning traffic, Jen.